We are joined by Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kip Academy. Jim, welcome. Good to be talking with you again.
Hey, Bill. Great to be here playing some meaningful football here late in November.
Here you are in the Final Four. Congrats on getting this far. I know you still want to get a little further in these playoffs. But first, tell me about Oxford, the matchup on Friday.
Yeah, it's a tough team, Central Mass team. They run some spread, much like us. Pretty balanced run and pass. But they have three really talented runners. Their quarterback and their two backs can run the ball pretty well. So we definitely have our hands full containing them. With our athletes, I think if a team needs to rely on the pass, I think we're in good shape. So I think we'll try to put them in spots where they have to throw the ball, and hopefully our ball hawks, Juan, Vic, and Mornell, those athletes can go up and get it and make them pay for throwing. But that's a real tough team, some big kids up front, and they can move the ball. So they're here for a reason 2 years in a row in the state semis. So they've been in this spot before, so it'd be a dangerous out for us.
So let me ask you about the offensive or defensive line matchups, if we will, between the two teams. You mentioned their size. What about you? How does that stack up against your size?
Yeah, we have some good size, too. Kenneth Platez, Aramis Suarez, topping 300 pounds, been in the program for 4 years each, and I know our system both sides of the ball. So I think if anyone can slow those guys down and stalemate them and potentially win some matchups, it's those guys. So, over the last 6 weeks, we've given up a little less than no more than 12 points, and a couple of those towards the end of the game. So we've been really stingy defensively and just hoping to keep that going the next game.
Now, would this be a team, because you know Division Eight, you know the opponents, you know the strong teams, this is a team that you might be followed a bit during the course of the year, this Oxford team?
Oh, yeah. Like we do our best to keep an ear out and eye out for all the top teams in the state, because there's no more regionals anymore, so you could be playing any of these guys week one, so you have to be ready, week one of the playoffs, so you have to be ready for it. And we know that they lost a tough one to Randolph in the same game last year by, I think, 2 points, and it was 8-6. So we know they're tough. They've been in this spot before, and they can handle themselves. So, we better be ready for them. For their best punch.
Maybe a note on their season. What can you tell me about their season? Was there a highlight or two out of their season?
I mean, they play a tough league out there. I think they finished the regular season 7-1, one loss to West Boylston, who's also in the semifinals in D7, and they're running through teams. So, arguably the best team in D7. So, anyone they've played, they've run through. They've run through pretty well. And there's a reason why they're where they are right now, and we have to be able to prove that we belong there too.
Let me just ask you one question about your team. You played a tough schedule during the regular season. You played Lee and Lowell Catholic in the playoffs the last 2 weeks. And so how is the team progressing? Do you see it progressing, say, in the last four or five weeks?
Oh, yeah. I think we're a completely different team than we were, let's say, week four of the season. We've won four of the last five games, and we've really just stepped up. And I think something just clicked, and I couldn't put my finger on it, but as a team, we just clicked overall, offensively and defensively, just got it. And we're a whole different monster than we were, in the first four games of the season. So I'm just really proud to see how those guys have progressed. And I think those hard games at the beginning, those St. Mary's games at the beginning, and the Latin Academy game, the old Rochester games, those hard competitions, we lost those games. But I think we learned from those games, and that's why we're right now.
Coach, anything else to share with us about Kip football, your team, your players, any player notes or anything like that?
No, I think, we've talked about being in this spot before. We've been in this spot before. 3 years ago against West Bridgewater, we were in this game. And we knocked on the door at Gillette, and we didn't get ourselves in. So now we talk about not just knocking on the door of Gillette, but, busting that door down and getting through. And that's been the mantra this week. And it's been a full team effort. A lot of guys have stepped up. The guys we know, Juan Settelsingen, Vic Maffo, Mornell Castro, Chanel Gutierrez, they're guys you can rely on. But now we have other guys stepping up in big spots. And that's what's made it so great, is other guys step up, fill those roles, and it's a full team effort.
It's got to be a neat feeling being a team and entering through the team entrance, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
At Gillette Stadium, yeah.
It's been a dream of mine to get there. And, I haven't been there as a coach yet. And I've been there as in a coaching conference, but not as a coach in the sidelines. So, it'd be really cool to just get that experience. And even for the kids, just get the experience of that whole week, that Super Bowl week. But, we take it one day and one play, and we have to get through Oxford first. And like I said, they're no easy out. They've been there before, and there's a reason why they are here.
Yeah. Coach, good talking with you, and good luck on Friday.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Jim Rabbit, head football coach at Kip Academy, here on MSONewsSports.com.